Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go! One on three! One, two, three!
You're listening to the best of the Dolphins.
Yeah, y'all boys, man. Keep hands on two. One, two, three.
A weekly mix of AM 560 Sports, WQAM's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Price-Seats or lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Starting with the Dolphins, who won their third straight, beating the Saints 21-17. With the win, the Dolphins are now 5-7 on the season. Next up is a trip to New York to play the Jets on Sunday. Over to the Heat, will host the Clippers tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center. The game can be heard right here on WQAM. And in college football, the Canes moved up one spot to 12 in the AP poll after their blowout win over Pittsburgh. The new playoff poll will be released on Tuesday. And yesterday, Lane Kiffin decided he will coach LSU. And Auburn hired Alex Golish after he led USF to a fourth place finish in the American. Joe, go ahead and send it back.
All right, Woody, thank you, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on. And, yeah, man, I might have overdosed on football over the last 3 or 4 days for sure. So you heard, we've been talking about the Canes who get a real nice 38-7 win to finish it out at 10-2, in Pittsburgh, and, the Dolphins yesterday, crazy game, controlled the first half. Still not sure what happened with a minute left, where they end up kicking the field goal to make it 16-0, at the half. And then of course, Saints come back late in that game and had a chance to win the game, actually, like the Commanders did. Had a chance because it was a wild last 3 minutes, all kinds of stuff. We saw a pick two on a two-point conversion. Minkah Fitzpatrick runs it back, gives the Dolphins an extra 2 points, which, by the way, they end up needing because something else that rarely works is an onside kick. And the Saints were able to recover that. Throw one down the sideline. And honestly, man, I don't know how else to say it. It was a drop. Jack Jones had good coverage, but falls down and kind of falls at the end there in the end zone. And, their best receiver jumps up and drops it. I mean, it hit him somewhere between the middle of the hands and the middle of the numbers. It was, just a bad one. So anyway, after all that being said and done, then you get a 4th-and-1 and the Dolphins get stopped to start this whole thing. And at the end, the Miami Dolphins defense gets a 4th-and-1 stop, and that's the ball game. And so the Dolphins now go to 5-7 heading to the Jets, who got a win against Atlanta yesterday. And the Finns defense has been great. 13 points, and 17 points they've given up now in the last three games, just playing better and better and better. Six punts, two takeaways in 12 drives, a fourth down stop. Run defense has just gotten so much better. So Anthony Weaver's really got those guys playing a lot better, a lot of young guys, a lot of veterans, all playing really well. Congratulations. Probably should have started with this. Devon Achane runs over 1,000 yards yesterday. Another big game for him, 22 carries, 134 yards, now 1,034 on the season. We haven't talked much about Peterson and Bailey, really together as punter and kicker, have really done a nice job. Peterson, we didn't expect, I didn't know Jason was going to be out this long. Jason Sanders, who obviously had a really bad injury. But Peterson's done a really good job, man. He's made himself a lot of money. He's been clutch, 4 for 4. And come to find out, the Miami Dolphins needed damn near every one of those field goals to win that game. So that was the good news. The head scratcher. What's going on with Tua Tagovailoa? He's getting worse. I don't know how else to say it. And by the way, it seems like, and if you feel this way, please let me know. I'm watching him. He throws a terrible interception. And he just throws another one of those. I call it ducks, and it offends everybody, where it just stays up in the air too long and the safeties come over.
Which one are you talking about? The one
the guy waddle, intercepted. The one, just, yeah.
Like, it looked like a fair catch one. But well, Mike said those are punts, right?
Yeah, well, he didn't say that yesterday. Okay. But listen, you got to throw that on a rope. And if you can't throw it on a rope before the safety can come over, because there he was open. But if you're going to put that much air under the ball and it stayed up there forever, which we've had way too many, some of these passes yesterday just didn't get there. His movement right now in the pocket is awful.
We got lucky on that other one too, that they didn't overturn.
Yeah, that looked like
that was certainly like an interception.
That looked like an interception. I just want to say too, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. 12 of 23, 157, one pick, and just.
Do you think he's hurt, or is it that the injuries have just taken their toll, and it's like.
Only he knows for sure, but I know he's got to know that he's not playing very well. And they're winning games because of this running game. They're winning because of their defense.
Well, they're winning because they're playing.
And they're playing teams that
team was a disaster.
No, they're bad. They're a bad team. They
Dolphins did their best to hand them the game.
Yeah,
and they were like, "No, you guys take it."
But I just it's just looking at this thing, and he tries to get out of the pocket, and he's just he looks like he's my age. He does. It just does time, even a short pass. He rolled out, had a couple of short passes and throws it behind his guys. And then when he does, and by the way, I get the plan. I get the plan. I remember like yesterday, Chris and Mike sitting down with Tua. We need you to stay healthy, slide, slide, slide. Don't take big hits. We need you to keep you healthy. So yesterday in a huge play, he's got a chance to run for a first down and he slides early.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up a full yard short, and meanwhile, that had no idea as he's carrying on about the putting up the.
He was dancing.
Got the first down, and was feeling really good about it, only to find out it wasn't even that close.
Can't have it both ways, though, man. Like, he's got to slide there. He just does. I mean, you know that. I think it sucks, but like, he can't put his head down and try to go for the extra yard.
No,
they'll kill him.
But it's just it's sad that you're in this situation, that he just, every time he runs, it's short of a first down and it's a slide. And again, I understand that's the game plan, but man, you're just, everybody else that you're watching play, when these plays break down, everybody has plays to break down, or somebody gets beat, one of your linemen get beat, and you got to take off and go. and he just doesn't have the ability. And I'm not talking about watching other games when I got home and watching Red Zone, and I'm not bringing up Josh Allen, keep him playing. I'm not doing that, but it's just, you just realize how limited he is right now. Now, I don't know if he said it. Somebody told me he said it, or if somebody else said it, that Brandon Staley told him, we're going to take Waddle out of the game. I hate that, man. First of all, if Tua, don't, please don't, if you don't get him the ball, hey, we got to do a better job of getting him the ball than we did. But I don't want to hear defensive coordinator like, oh yeah, I talked to him after the game and he said, you know, yeah, we're going to let Waddle beat us. And, you know, like, you're justifying, like, the game plan's going to be different. Mike and his coaching staff are doing everything they can, and in some ways limiting this offense to have him do things that he can do where we got a chance to have some positive plays. And it just seems limited, man. It just seems so limited on what we're doing. I want to hear schemes people are running or taking people out. Nobody wants to hear that. That's not the NFL. And, you know, it's just frustrating. It is. You got every part of your team playing better except your quarterback. Your offensive line. I don't want to hear about offensive line, man.
But
they're
fine. Hope that ownership is not looking at it like you're saying it right now, right? Because, again, you have to consider the opponents that they're playing, Joe. Like that team out there yesterday, that Saints team was in it to lose, man. Like they were bad.
No, listen, they're missing their guy.
Like star running backs back. Out. Yeah,
they have one receiver.
That quarterback he's rough.
I don't think he's that bad.
I don't know.
You watch what you watch. I thought he's pretty good for what he's playing with. I think he's pretty good.
I think that team as a whole is not very good. I don't want to debate the quarterback, but that team is not good.
Very
the
good.
Jets are terrible. You're playing the Jets upcoming. Like, you're probably going to beat them fest game. Like,
but
you're
not going to apologize for beating them. I mean, it's
no,
not.
But I don't want this to turn into like, oh, you know, this is working. Let's patch it up and run it back. That's the fear here.
I think ownership understands. You act like we're the only two that know that those are. And by the way, the Jets are a bad team too. They got rid of two of their best defensive players.
I hope that ownership realizes that this is not working and that this quarterback is taking massive steps backwards. Something's wrong.
Well, they got a bigger hit those throws at the very least,
Joe.
Yeah,
and they were talking about it on the broadcast yesterday too. Like,
what did they say about him yesterday?
There was one play where Achane's wide open on a screen. Right. And he would have walked into the end zone and they go, well, you know, I was praising Tua for the, you know, anticipation throws. And he goes, he misses the guy.
Yeah.
Right. He had Achane right there. He throws it over his head. Like
those
are throws that he always made. And again,
I got to tell you though, if that first read's not there, man,
it's panic.
It is like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? It real 90% of the time. Oh my God, what's going to happen next in this thing? And by the way, it's part of the NFL. It's like, is creativity after a play like doesn't work, and good quarterbacks still find a way to either buy time, make somebody miss, throw a dart, or take off and run, or start to run, keep your eyes down the field and find somebody open, man. It's going on all over the NFL, but ain't going on here.
I just hope ownership understands that in a game against one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in football, you were slightly less pathetic. I hope that ownership understands that. That's what game was.
That
game was very, very hard to watch.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, I agree.
You had to call that thing, man.
It's 16 to nothing. I know you got the win, but yeah, it was like,
I'm guessing if Ramsey doesn't get Fitzpatrick doesn't get that return, that 2-point thing.
Well, they're kicking a field goal.
Then you're screwed. Yeah. You probably lose the game. Like I said,
they actually threw a takeoff and guy dropped the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he jumped up and there was nobody in front of him. Jack Jones had gone to the ground and he looked like he'd never seen a football before. He had his hands apart and he looked like.
Nope. Texas makes a good point. Dolphins beat Buffalo 2 weeks ago. So shut it. Yep. Well, they did.
Anyway. They've got
run it back.
They got two road games coming up, and they're see. But yeah, Woody, I mean,
just yesterday was very, very frustrating to watch, Joe. In a lot of ways,
you would have loved that 16-0 to make it 23-0, get a stop to start the second
just
half.
Do some things on the offensive side of the ball that make you look like a somewhat competent team.
You have one thing that holds this team back.
Achan, that helps you. Achan is the only thing you have.
No, but you have. I think, Mike, I don't know what happened with a minute left in the first half. I don't know if the writers asked yesterday. There's a minute left, and we literally looked like we were running the clock out to kick a field goal instead of Mike, who's usually super aggressive, and I know Tyreek's not around anymore, but about trying to get more points.
I think every time that guy throws the football, you're concerned.
I think Mike might have been thinking that, man.
Maybe it was the rain.
There's a lot of people that thought that, listen, man, you're going
to
play.
I'm trying to understand how the guy's missing these throws that he's always.
I don't want to hear. And we do this. We do this with when we talk about two, we talk about guys in blocking form. That's always a go-to for people that just don't want to look at the truth. And then the second thing is we look at weather. We look at the ball slippery. Like, look at, man, it's the same ball every friggin' buddy else that plays, and that same weather's got to deal with. And guess what? We got cold weather games coming up here. Yeah. So he's got to play better. Like, that's not acceptable.
All of a sudden, Pittsburgh looks real beatable, too.
Yeah, they all do. Pittsburgh.
Boy, they're a mess.
Aaron Rodgers got he blaming his receivers.
They
I
want
guess
that coach fired now.
Yeah. Listen, man.
It's a mess everywhere.
Win games and get better. That's it. I don't care where they draft. I'm going to stick with this. Win games. We had a lot of guys that are getting better. A lot of guys you want to have back next year more than you thought. A lot of guys are playing at a high level. But one guy that's not playing at a high level is your quarterback, which happens to be the most important position on the team. We've got to go to break here, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here.
It literally does not matter what the it looks like. Team wins or team wins. And now you are 4 of 5, 3 in a row winners. And a gigantic point saving pick. Sewell, game ball. We had 4 tackles, 1.5 sacks, tackle for loss, 3 quarterback hits, Chop Robinson. Devon Achan, officially over 1,000 yards rushing this season. He's going to be surprised because it was shaking the rust off. Austin Jackson. Yeah. Boy Wonder kicker, Riley, 4 for 4 and an extra point. I will remember this game as the defining moment of new guy. Okay, we got all black, 7 tackles, sack fumble, pick, safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick. I'm proud of the way we went to war. We did not quit. It was annoying as hell. It felt like a game that wasn't as fun, but we learned more about each other. We got better without getting worse. We got another W.
There's no other group I'd rather be doing this with, man. Hey. No other group. You know what I mean?
He'll cry for Tom.
Let's keep stacking.
He'll cry for Tom.
Let's bang out this last part.
I love you too, man. I love you too.
Hey, family on me, family on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Family!
Inside the Dolphins locker room after their win over the Saints, we're heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
Joe. Hey, Woody, I think that got Omar Kelly a little fired up listening to that, minus the F-bombs that we didn't get to hear. As Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joins us this morning. So, Omar, I just wonder, when you got in the car and you did all your work last night, how did you feel about that Dolphin win? I'm just curious.
All these years have taught me a win is a win, no matter how ugly it is. I can tell you right now, as one of the historians of the team, when I go back and look at the 2016 or 2017 season, I don't even remember how they won those games most of the time.
Yeah,
I just remember it's a W or an L. So, congratulations to the Dolphins on getting 4 of 5 and making their season respectable after it looked like we were about to organically tank for the year. And keep in mind, they've got 5 victories right now and lost 4 games that they had won in the fourth quarter. And, you know, that could be better, despite the fact that I think they don't really have a very good roster.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of parts of that when you said that, because there's some games that could have lost in there too. I got it though. You know, you can spend. I get you, and I want to ask you. We just get into everything because a lot of guys are getting better, and Mike obviously. I don't know. I feel like he's really coaching for his job. And listen, we got a lot of guys playing better. The HN and the running game. We got something rolling there. Having Austin back, the running game, and the defensive line looks like you're getting better. That defense overall wasn't as good in the second half, but still just giving up the 17 points and the big plays they're getting. There's one area of this team, though, that's not playing well, and it's a quarterback. Is there something wrong with him before we get into his game yesterday, or was it the weather? Was the ball wet? I'm looking for something. Help me out.
Well, one, it's the offense, because they're not executing in the red zone, primarily the passing game. And let's be honest about the situation and say that Tua doesn't exactly have the greatest arsenal of weapons. There's Waddle and HN, and now Darren Waller has returned. Everybody else has been a massive disappointment. I don't even know why NWI is even on the roster right now. But with that said, and I wrote a column about this in the Miami Herald, I didn't even care if they won or lost. I'm very stunned and disappointed in what I've seen from Tua the last couple of weeks. I don't know if I was blinded by the fact that he had a horrendous offensive line earlier in the season. Now that the offensive line has got this jumbo package and they're actually playing good and they're pummeling people and they're protecting their quarterback, what I have noticed is Tua can no longer move. Tua can no longer avoid sacks. Tua cannot run for a first down. I no longer think this is the directive that they've given him. You got to keep yourself safe. Because Tua's been hit plenty this season. He showed he's not made of glass. But Joe, there is absolutely no athleticism. I feel like I'm looking at a 40-year-old quarterback right now. He is aged like a banana. I don't know what happened to him, but he can no longer move.
Well, it's been longer than just a few weeks that he's had this problem, in my opinion. But I know you were on his side a little longer than I've been on his side. He's just the passes, his accuracy yesterday, short stuff. And one thing it looks like, if that first guy's not open, all hell breaks loose, man. You don't know what's going to happen next. Because he can't run. He can't outrun anybody on a defense. So he's got a few steps to get rid of the ball. How many times, ends up being a big play. It didn't cost him. He slides early on a potential first down at the first end down. Of the game. Mm-hmm. Comes up a yard short after he thought he was pointing like he had it and didn't realize he was short of it. I'm just frustrated with every part of his game. A deep pass. He was up there forever yesterday in the air. Safety comes over, makes a play.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Ben Roethlisberger at the end of his career. I mean, and keep in mind, Ben was like 40 and, where he couldn't move anymore and he just looked like an old version of himself. I'm like, Tua isn't even 30 yet. And I wrote this in my column for the Miami Herald. I remember going back in the 2020 draft, and I had an assistant GM talk to me, and he was talking to me about the draft and the quarterbacks, and his team actually needed a quarterback. But he told me that Tua was not on their board at all. They took him off their board for medical reasons, and it wasn't necessarily the hip. It was the fact that their doctors evaluated Tua evaluated what was available to them, because not everybody really got a chance to evaluate Tua. And based on what was available to them, they determined that he wasn't going to have longer than an 8-year NFL career. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what? Like, how? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, especially now in this generation where basically quarterbacks have all the rules that protect him. You can't even breathe on the quarterback wrong.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's a penalty. So these quarterbacks are playing till they're 40, unless they choose not to. But they were so adamant that, hey, this guy's not going to have a long NFL career. And, it didn't make sense to me then, but now I'm looking at him and I'm watching and I'm like, wow, this kind of makes sense to me now. Like, I truly don't know, because I know I can show you film where he's way more athletic, way more elusive, way more better on the rollout and the play action. And now he just looks like a guy who can't move.
Yeah. Let me ask you, a minute left in the first half, and they end up kicking a field goal to make it 16-0. It was the weirdest 2-minute drill. They use their timeout right away, which I didn't understand. Still left a minute left. Just settled. Were they afraid he was going to turn the ball over and cost them 3 points? I mean,
that's a good question, because there was like 13 seconds left, and they had opportunities to spike it and then make one attempt at the end zone. And they basically were just like, yeah, let's just run out the clock and take the 3 points. And it wasn't even a short field goal either. It was like a 49-yard field goal. And, great confidence that you have in Riley Patterson, but like to not even, I don't even know. I can't tell you, because it didn't make, the one thing I know and can understand and expect is that Mike will make excuses for Tua, even though he said yesterday he didn't play well. And it wasn't just his fault, because then he threw other people under the bus. But like the one thing that I've always known about Tua after his rookie season is he's going to be efficient and he's going to put your team in position to win games. He's going to score touchdowns and not field goals in the red zone. He's not going to turn over the ball. That was who he was. Not even on a just good day. That's just who he was as a quarterback. That's no longer who he is. And it's puzzling to me what happened. And honestly, I've actually heard Tua say, I'm trying to figure out what's happened. Like, I know he's acknowledged I'm not athletic. I'm not as athletic as I used to be. I know he's acknowledged he's throwing more turnovers than he ever has. Yes, he does not have Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill makes anybody or any quarterback better. But this isn't a Tyreek Hill's not here problem. This isn't a offensive line is crap problem.
Yeah.
This is a something is wrong with your quarterback.
Yeah. So did I hear he said, did he say Brandon Staley talked to him after the game and told him that we weren't going to let Waddle beat us outside? Did I hear that or something like that? Or
yeah,
we're going to take him out of the game.
Yes, they were doubling Waddle and shout and putting Cloud and Waddle, and I mean, and I expect that from just about every team. And yeah, it's you know, like make Malik Washington and who else we got? I don't even know the name.
Cedric Wilson.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah, Cedric Wilson. Like, man, this is such a disappointing receiving core. I'm, you know. And no shade at anybody that's here, but you see this opportunity. You know Tua needs somebody other than Waddle and Devon, and nobody's stepping up. Nobody.
Well, you got to admit, though, he had a chance to make some throws, and he missed some guys yesterday. He just flat out missed some short passes. By the way, he does have – I thought looking at it, I know you saw the Waddle deep pass that was intercepted. That thing's got to be a shot right over the top of the cornerback, and it's open. But you can't throw it up there where the safety's got, you know, time to come over and make the play, which he did. I don't know. It's just it just holds us back one position, because I'm with you. I think Devon Achane is just having just an unbelievable year. And defensively they're getting better. Offensive line, and especially Austin being back in the lineup, and.
Yeah,
and the quarterback position is so important, because you still, game is built to throw, man. And I'm not saying the guys. You're right. Some of these guys got to pick it up a little bit, but man,
Joe, you know me. I've never been a person who sits here and says Tua's holding this team back. I've never said that. But for the last 2 weeks, I have been able to see, hey. His game has drastically declined.
Yeah.
And I have, to me, the only thing I can conclude is these hip injuries have really took something out of him. Yeah. It's not the mandate of don't get hit. He just cannot move anymore.
Well,
I mean, even the Washington game where like a 330-pound guy ran him down. Like, I've never seen that ever into his career.
So it's an interesting one, because I don't know. And I just know sometimes physically, if things aren't right with your body, can start to affect you mentally and your confidence. Cause like you said, you can't do some of the things he probably did in college or early in his career that he definitely can't do. He doesn't even look like the zip doesn't even come up. Very seldom do you see it where it really comes out. So anyway, besides that, hey, defensively, I wanted to ask you before I let you go here, defensive line, man, young guys. Biggers and the boys are getting better, and he's made a nice jump from not playing to making some plays, huh?
There's no reason Zeke Biggers shouldn't have played to begin the season anyway. That never made sense to me, and still doesn't make sense to me. He is your biggest defensive tackle. He is a actual nose tackle. You only had one on the roster.
Yeah.
But besides that, yes, Jordan Phillips and – all the time that they've invested in those guys, Jordan Phillips Kenneth Grant, all the time, and I do think Austin Clark is one of the best position coaches. So I didn't have a doubt that they'd eventually get it. The problem was the lumps and the lickings that you take.
Yeah, no, it took a while.
It took a while. I mean, and teams were like, hey, we're just going to run at them. And you don't see anybody doing that anymore. So. But collectively, I think they've gelled as a unit. I think Jordan Brooks has probably never played ball better than this. Terrell Dotson's probably played ball better than this. Collectively, they are doing great as a team. Now, would I love to see the edge rushers do a little bit more? How many sacks did Chubb miss?
Well,
probably
Chubb,
about four.
Yeah, the good news is Chubb's getting back there. No, I'll tell you what, Bradley Chubb could easily have double-digit sacks right now, and he's had some misses or led the guy into other guys to make plays.
Bradley got to realize every sack he misses, that's about $500,000 on your next contract. You leave it on the table, brother.
Yeah.
You got to finish, because you're about to be a free agent. And Chubb, I'm glad that he was real braggadocious after the game, and I'm like, okay, you finally have a good game, and he's like, oh, people must have forgot. You know, must have forgot about me. I'm like, okay, you haven't done anything all year, bro. Like,
I didn't know that, man. You say, yeah. Well, listen, man, it's good the young guy got confidence. Like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I got it now. Hey, stop saying. He acts like he didn't hear anything. Now, all of a sudden, he makes it clear he heard everything, exactly, you know.
Mm-hmm,
our first-round pick, he hadn't done anything. How's your first-round pick now? Yeah, I got you. Hey, thank you, Omar. Appreciate you coming on, man. Take care of yourself.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning to talk a little bit about the – I would call it a mystery of Tua. I don't know what we're going to call it. All right. Hey, we got –
last couple of games, man.
Last couple?
What's going on?
Last couple?
Yeah, all of a sudden he's lost his athleticism.
Oh, man. All right. Hey.
I love Omar, man. He's –
hey,
every week,
you don't know, you don't know what you're getting tomorrow either. So that's a fresh day tomorrow.
I'm going to like this website, and I'm sure it's just a guy that runs it. Stock up Devon Achan. He writes, as I say, after every game, we can pencil him in this category each week. Another outstanding performance by the best player on this Dolphins team. Stock up Rasul Douglas. Big interception in the first half. And he played very well in his return to the lineup. I saw something that he's going to be running laps or doing push-ups or something for getting tackled.
He owes the rest of the DB room $2,000.
Because he got tackled.
Because he didn't take the interception back to the house.
I thought he took a weird angle. I thought if he would have kept to the outside.
He kind of ran over Tyler Shuck, and instead he tried to come back in towards the lineman. But also, Rasul Douglas, not the fastest DB in the world.
But he wasn't flying. I know that.
I don't even think you needed to fly to get to the end zone there. And stock up Jordan Brooks. Once again, led the team in tackles. He had a fantastic tackle for loss in the first half. Stock down Tua Tagovailoa. He was god-awful today. He has no mobility in the pocket at all anymore. By the way, there were a couple times where I literally laughed out loud on my couch watching the game because I just think it's so staggering to watch him scramble with air quotes. To watch him do it when you've watched other quarterbacks do it in the NFL or in college even, like to watch him do it is kind of staggering. He slid too early once as well, which was super annoying. Like he got up all celebratory. Like, what is going on here?
He does it. Let's say stumble, not scramble, Hawk. Let's change stumble. This word. He stumbles around
but
the pocket.
He did hit the rushing over.
And he falls like the lady on the Life Alert commercial.
He has no mobility in the pocket at all anymore. He threw a horrible INT that hung up in the air forever, making it easy for the defender to pick off. And he just makes too many mistakes. The days of blaming the offensive line or anyone and everything else around him are over. He just isn't good enough. That's according to DolphinsTalk.com. He's also got Mike McDaniel, a stock down. His clock management at the end of the first half was atrocious, letting over 50 seconds run off the clock and settling for a field goal. It is painfully obvious McDaniel does not have faith in his quarterback anymore, and in that instance, he showed it to the world. Not to mention, he lost another challenge, which is, what is he, like 4 of 19 or something?
He is the worst at challenges.
Crazy.
He's always late with it.
And yeah, it just like,
I don't want to throw it, but I'm going to throw it and be wrong.
Yeah, he's the guy who seems to hit on 18 a lot because he's got a feeling a 3 is coming. Let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I mean, you want to talk about all-time worst people to sit next to at a blackjack table or poker table?
That guy.
Mike McDaniel.
That guy. Oh, yes. Oh, Crowder and I almost went to blows. Crowder's Mike McDaniel at the blackjack table.
Oh, my God.
Hit. That's my card. Actually, it's my card because I said hit, Hawk.
Crowder, you don't want to hit there. You have 19. Don't is there a rule that says I can't?
It's my money.
It's an unwritten rule, but you're affecting me and the rest of the table. We literally almost came to blows.
You hit on 18.
I think he hit on 20. I think he split face cards.
It was one of those where the guy, the dealer, had a three and I had a six. No. And he was like, hey, you can just stay here.
The drunker he got, the more loosey-goosey he got. And
that, that would make me hot because he's just the rich, drunk NFL player trolling everybody else at the table now.
Oh, it was awful. And then he's like verbally assaulting the dealer. It was terrible. I had to step in.
Give me the card, damn it. You don't want to do this. Is your money or my money?
Play of the game, Minka, the pick two. Potential play of the game, or the play of the game that ended up not being the play of the game, was Chris Olave dropping a game-winning touchdown.
In his hands.
That was bad.
In his hands.
What happened to Jack Jones? He just kind of...
Jack Jones.
Olave said, who?
We will never forget the punch out.
Two up.
And the game-sealing interception yeah. in Madrid as well.
He's the best defensive back you have. I know Minka had a game.
Well, people were doing this yesterday. I wanted to ask you guys, there's no doubt that the trade Miami won. Now, looking back on it,
Joe Shad tweeted something like that. Like,
through
hey.
Week 13, and I have Minka's numbers here, through 12 games, 72 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, his first career sack, 6 passes defended, a forced fumble, and an interception. You look across to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, there's boo birds. They're yelling fire Tomlin.
They're a disaster. I was telling Crowder during one of the commercial breaks, this is heading towards like an end of season cataclysmic blow up.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little turtle, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch the YouTube with me for free. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
How was your Thanksgiving, brother?
It was good, dude. It was good. Can't complain. Had a good Thanksgiving.
You know, when you have a good Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
we only had like one family over.
Yeah.
We ate. Everybody was taking a nap.
I have a little quibble with Thanksgiving, to be honest with you.
Everybody was dozed off in the couch.
I know we had a very packed sports weekend, so I don't know if this is the best place, but you guys are sticking around, so whatever.
You know what we do.
I got a little bit of a quibble with Thanksgiving, okay? A little bit of a quibble.
Be careful.
You're right, because it's mostly bashing on in-laws.
Oh, no, go ahead. You're good.
Who's entitled to the leftovers, the best leftovers? Because I got to tell you.
The home cooks.
Home team, right?
Home team, unless you say take a plate with you.
Dude, we had some rad-ass Sunbelt Conference leftovers by the time these vultures got done with it.
Wait. In my house, when we have a bunch of people over, they come with containers.
Dude, I was
like. But I tell them to. I tell them because we're small. We're not going to eat all of it. But, yes, you. There should be some questions. There should be some, you know, or Vlad, this is how it works in our neighborhood. You know who you're working with. So when the food is cooked, you go ahead on and put you some stuff on the side.
It was disappointing because we didn't even really have like we didn't
ham sandwich the next day.
Had ham. The ham's the nope. ham. The turkey though, like they took all the good turkey. They took all the good turkey. All that was left was rat-ass turkey. You know, bottom, shredded, dark meat at the end. And I'm just like, you know, I always look forward to that next Turkey Day sandwich with the gravy. And it's just like, these vultures just swarmed by. I mean, I couldn't put any defense up because I was too busy, you know, cleaning up and trying to straighten up the house a little bit.
Oh,
and
so
everybody was.
It, they Ocean's 11 your turkey?
Yeah, dude.
Can we also make this other thing?
Are you all right, buddy?
Can we, you know, can we start eating on a at a reasonable time?
What time did you eat?
6:30
p.m.?
Yes.
Yeah.
We ate at 5, which wasn't bad. That was good.
I think
when I grew up, when I was growing up, mm-hmm. you know what time we ate?
Night.
1 o'clock.
In the afternoon. That's okay.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. I agree.
And
I
you eat your second meal at like 7.
Usually like the latest.
Thank you, Leroy.
Yeah, growing up, the latest I remember is second football game, you're eating.
Right.
Your first football game's appetizers. Usually by the time second football game starts, you're in the middle of the main course.
I'll tell you what, if I come over to your house, and this is no lie, and it's turkey day, and you start passing around appetizers, to me, that's a bad mark because you're stalling. Food ain't ready.
Yes.
You're stalling. No one come over here for no finger food.
Also, if you
came here for some bird and some ham.
If you take appetizers as a responsibility, you can't be one of the last people to show up. Like, we had one of those, too.
Wait. Oh, so the person that said I'll bring over some appetizers?
Yeah.
Brought them right before the food was ready?
Yeah.
That's their to-go plate.
Dude. I'm telling you, I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was not happy about that with Thanksgiving.
The way it worked for us is I put some breasts on the grill. And the family that came over, they made a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put my turkeys on the side, right? We eating his turkey. It was delicious. We had turkey. We had ham. And let me tell you something. It looked like a carcass the next couple of days after we attacked that ham.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, delicious. I made some mustard sauce. Wife made a whole bunch of little, like, cheesecakes.
Ooh, little
and
cheesecakes.
And little pecan
that?
Pies.
Mm.
And then a big...
Now, the dessert, we came strong. The dessert was right, but, man, I was disappointed. I was like, the next day, I was like, no food. What?
Wow. You should have known, though, when you were packing up.
But I didn't.
Do you have a second refrigerator?
Damage was done.
You have a second refrigerator?
No.
Okay. So, see, we have a second refrigerator. So, when I hear the words, just go put it in the refrigerator in the garage. Hey! I don't even look at the main refrigerator. The next day when I'm going to make a sandwich, boom. Had some corn casserole, little turkey in the evening. But after golf, watching those noon games, you know what that is. That is ham sandwich. It was, oh.
Would have been nice.
No ham. I can't believe no leftover. That either means you did a really good job cooking or.
No, my wife killed it. No, she killed it. It would be nice if I could get, you know, some seconds.
There's two things if you host a party that cannot happen. The food can't be bad, which from what I'm hearing, it was delicious. And you can't run out.
No, we didn't run out, but
people
just, I'm telling you, they swarmed it, dude. Swarmed it.
Who gave the, wait.
You know why? Because people don't want to cook until Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, but who gave the.
All of them.
Who gave the,
Who gave
the ask?
My wife and I were cleaning up. You know, we were trying to like, you know, tidy up a little.
They just took it out. Hold up.
No, that's happening. No, no, no.
That's a
Leroy.
Foul, though.
No, no.
You gotta
Leroy.
Ask.
You want to hear personal files?
You ain't gonna say no, but
you want to hear personal files?
Mm. What?
How about people giving desserts for people to go home with? And I'm talking about like full pies.
Oh, because you just don't want all that pie?
No, people are like. Here's the thing about, and I feel, and I think everybody who hosts Thanksgiving parties or dinners. But the guests are foul, okay? Guests will go into your refrigerator and take whatever is they feel like they want without even asking you.
Nah, that don't happen in my house. They say, hey,
I offered up some pies.
We have all the food that's out, right? And they'll ask, and there's really no need to go into the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's the last thing I actually have. I have way too much pie. I still have a ton of pie in my fridge. And I'm just like, I don't think.
Well,
I'm
here's
not,
the thing. My pie, nobody else is fond of. That sweet potato pie, I cut a piece of it, and I offered it sweet potato pie. No, we want pecan pie, and we want these little cheesecakes. Mm. I'm like, great.
All that pie for you.
All that pie for me. I will eat that whole sweet potato pie.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. One thing I'm not thankful for, that Dolphins game I had to watch on Sunday, because that game was terrible.
It could have very easily been a 35-10 blowout, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
But again, it just out of curiosity, they won the game, and that's fine. And they're on a little run streak, win streak, and okay.
Sure they are.
But
thank you, Tim.
How well do you expect a 4-7 team to play?
How well?
They're 4-7 for a reason.
I expect them to play better than the 2-9 team. That's like that.
True.
That is like
true.
That you had shut out for a half, but and then all of a sudden you're just like, yeah, let's let them back in.
This is the same issue that I've talked about all year. Is like you're dominating going into halftime.
Yep.
You know they're going to come out with a different mindset, a different attitude, a different kind of game plan.
No adjustments.
And you don't have anything to counter that. So you're basically playing the same football you played in the first half and trying to hang on.
Yeah, well.
And this is not the first time that's happened.
I think the thing that's just depressing about this, I get it, dude. But you know what it was? I wasn't feeling great yesterday, so I'm all hopped up on cold medicine yesterday. I was like,
sound like you got
yeah. So I was
you
like,
having a stuffed nose is an emergency.
Oh, dude, it was tough. I was sneezing through Game Day Uncensored yesterday. Mute button was my friend. I'm telling you. But I feel better now. But it was just one of those days. You're just like, and I'm watching this game, and I'm like, I would rather be watching any other sporting event than this right now because, my God, Tua, oof. He's just,
how
oof.
How can I explain? I'm going to say this, and it has absolutely nothing to do with his play. But this problem kind of leads this way to all the other things. He's not mentally tough.
Oh.
There's, and let me tell you why. There's certain things as a football player you fight through. If you that dog, there ain't nothing nobody else going to say to you that's going to alter how you play on the football field. You go out and do your job. And so it sometimes seems like he's trying to play quarterback to appease everybody instead of playing football to win a game. And you can see it with sometimes he's hesitant to make throws now. Sometimes he just chucks the ball deep. He does a lot of those things that leads you to believe that, man, there's kind of a mental toughness you have to have to get through some of the situations that you're getting through. It shouldn't affect you, right? I've been booed for fumbling. It didn't stop the way I ran the ball the next play.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have so you that think mentality, like, because so you here, think about it. Somebody's always going to be mad at you.
Yeah, I'm just getting, so like you think he's just like, you think he's a confidence shook quarterback at this point?
Pretty much, which at that position you should never be.
Interesting.
You think about all the quarterbacks who we say are overly confident that don't ever waver.
He's turning the ball over like crazy. And he should have had another one yesterday, by the way, because that dude picked off that football.
Well, Oh, that.
The scoop one?
Yeah.
Oh, that one was definitely a big one.
But yeah, but everybody. they gave it back when they said on the onside kick.
They didn't give it back because that hit that dude's leg.
Huh?
That hit that
no,
dude's
it
leg.
Yes, it did.
It definitely hit that dude's leg.
Dude, it hit his leg.
They said it hit his thumb.
No, dude, that hit his calf.
It hit his, listen, Leroy, if it touches any part of your uniform.
No. Here's the deal. Where you saw his calf in the football, it was about this far apart. They said it hit the other guy's thumb, and I'm like, it didn't redirect.
It definitely hit somebody because it definitely redirected. It was too weird of a bounce. Which, by the way, we had some Irish kid hi, shush, shush, shush. Just some, he's just like making his NFL debut, just onside kicking like a mother bleeper.
Oh, great job, right, by that guy. That's right. The Saints kicker, right?
Yeah, the Saints kicker.
What's his name? Smith. With the Y.
Yeah.
Of course.
Smith. But with a Y.
Extra.
Is that Smythe?
It's not Smythe because it needs an E. We had a Smythe on this team. So I just
think that sometimes the arrogance and confidence in which you do things helps you get through this stuff.
I didn't even feel like Mike McDaniel is like super positive, right? And they always have to give the speech, right? You know, they have to release the speech after every game.
Mm-hmm.
And even his speech was just like, you know, we don't apologize for winning any game, even if that was annoying. Like, when do you hear a coach say that was annoying? Because he even knows my quarterback, my guy, he stinks. He stinks right now. And so that's the thing that's unfortunate about it. It's like, yes, I understand win is a win. Keep it moving. You can delude yourself into them being, quote, in the hunt, even though literally every AFC team other than the Tennessee Titans and the Raiders are in the hunt, technically.
So he says, I still got a shot?
I think you do have a shot. I think you do have a shot. What are you, four wins? Three?
Three. We might get four against my...
Hey, you might be. That's, a, you know, it's one of these things where, like, we're going to sit here and be like, oh, they're in the hunt. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
You can look at
a team and kind of identify whether they're a playoff team or not. And even if everything lines up the way it should and you get there, you're not a playoff team.
The thing that I feel bad about is they might have, if not one of the best running backs in the league. He's amazing.
Yep.
He's so much faster than everybody else. The offensive line, playing as good as I've seen it play for the Dolphins in a long time.
You know why? Because they've all been playing together. It's the first time in a few years that you've had the same offensive lineman, which is a point I made a long time ago.
Yeah.
I've seen offensive linemen who suck but have played together with the other guys, and you kind of lose track of them.
The Dolphins clearly won the Pittsburgh trade because Minkah Fitzpatrick is playing out of this world good. Saved the game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw Jonnu sighting.
Did you? I heard Aaron Rodgers throw him under the bus.
Yeah, but he batted the ball around.
That's good.
Yeah.
And the defensive line's coming together. Like, there's a lot of things about the team that I'm like, but the coach and the quarterback?
Right.
So I'm at the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's, what is it, 16-0?
Yeah, at half, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people are talking, and they're talking, and, they're, walking around during halftime, people are talking, and like, hey, we're up 16-0, but, hey, do you think we have a chance? Like, you know, do we have a chance? I've heard people say, you know, Kansas City's, they're 6-6. We're only a couple games behind them. You know what I'm saying? We're 5-7. They're 5-7. We're only a game behind Kansas City. We're only a game behind Baltimore. We're only a game behind all these teams that, quote unquote, were supposed to be good. And I'm like, yeah, there's a difference. Those teams are good. They're just tired. They've been in the playoffs and have long extended postseason runs for the last 5-6 years. This team is not them. Like, there's two different Miami. And the rest of the teams that are ahead of them, they don't equate. They don't equate.
I get what you're saying, but the record is the record. Every year is independent of what you did the years before. And you get playoff berths based on what you did this year, not based on what you've been.
But the record is the record. And like, but look at the last two wins.
Yeah.
Basically tried to give away. And then this one, Olave comes down with that football. You lose.
Well, like, here's the
I'm
other
shocked
thing.
He didn't.
Here's the other thing that you understand is that when you're in these situations, what separates you from a playoff team, from a Super Bowl contender, is in these moments it's not close. I don't mean the score. I mean, like, it boiling down to one play. You know, that very rarely happens with a better team. Now, you're winning these games, and you're winning a lot of these close games that really shouldn't be that close, but you got to get better at finishing it off. That means coming out in the second half and having an answer for, you have to know that you're going to get some pushback.
Levi, I've asked him this question all season long. Why can't they play well in the third quarter? Why does it always take up to the like 11 minutes into the fourth quarter for them to finally realize, because, oh, you know what? We're still in the game.
Because the other team, when you have a lead like that, has to come out like their pants are on fire. And you maybe go out there with a sense of security thinking you've done it for half a game. And what I would say is when you go in at halftime, that's the point in time that you figure out what has worked and what they may be on to, and have some adjustments on that, just little deviations off of those plays. Most coaches will do that. Like, for example, if you let Tua sit back in the pocket and he picks you apart in the first half, what are you going to do the second half? You're going to try to put more pressure. You're going to play more man. You're going to do a lot of different things. So you, as a coach, got to know, they probably going to come after us, right? They probably going to do something, because sitting back and watching us play football is not working. What are going to be our adjustments? We run more max protection. We do more play action. You know, just different things that you, because you have an idea. A good coach is not only one that can design plays, but he can foresee what are the counters to the plays that you're running and have a adjustment before it gets to, you know, we're struggling.
Mm.
And that's what, so that's been my biggest problem all year, is that they come out the second half, you have to think that status quo is not going to work. They pros too. They ain't going to just let you come out and do the same thing you did in the first half. And they never seem to have that adjustment, that
or even when he's just like rolling in a drive, like, you know, all right, like Achane is cooking, just keep it moving. Like, why are you changing for no reason?
Here's the thing: you can run counters, you can run, because the whole thing about Achane is, and this is where you need all that motion and stuff. I only need my guy, the defensive guy, to take one step in the wrong direction. And once he does that, he ain't catching Achane, or he ain't going to be able to elude a blocker. And that's kind of the mentality you have to go with the run game. You can't just keep doing this stuff. Sometimes run a counter. Sometimes run a toss counter. Throw the toss. Make it look like you're going outside. Everybody going to run out there because they're trying to catch Achane right back underneath. Like, you got to be able to do these things. Sometimes I saw a play yesterday where – they tossed the ball, pulled the right guard to the left. The linebackers chased the guard, and they just ran a sweep out to the right. Like, there's so many things that, as an offense, you can be creative with that gives the appearance you're doing the same things without really doing the same things. I've had this argument all year.
We'll take a break here on the program. Lots to dive into. Canes, Heat, all this type of stuff we got to get to here on a Monday. We're back after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the price. See to our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Starting with the Dolphins, who won their third straight, beating the Saints 21-17. With the win, the Dolphins are now 5-7 on the season. Next up is a trip to New York to play the Jets on Sunday. Over to the Heat, we'll host the Clippers tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center. The game can be heard right here on WQAM. And to college football, the Canes moved up one spot to 12 in the AP poll after their blowout win over Pittsburgh. The new playoff poll will be released on Tuesday. And yesterday, Lane Kiffin decided he will coach LSU. And Auburn hired Alex Golish after he led USF to a fourth-place finish in the American. Joe, we got a giveaway to do.
All right, Woody, go ahead. Oh, the tennis giveaway.
You
want to
get this out of the way?
Let's do it.
All right, the Miami Tennis Invitational is coming to Lone Depot Park next Monday. We got a chance for you to win tickets to see men's number one ranked Carlos Alcaraz, the women's number four ranked Amanda Anisimova, and more. We'll do caller number.
I'm thinking just caller number two. Let's not get fancy.
Number two?
Caller number two.
All right, 305-567-0560.
See,
caller number two is in.
Watch
a little tennis action.
Yeah, great. Always turn it on. Always watch a little. Go to tennis channel. Watch a little.
I've heard you watch into that. Yes. How's the game going?
Playing a lot, man. Yeah. I am playing a lot. I'm not getting any better.
No. You're trending downward.
Trending down.
Not
good.
Never want to be trending down.
No, not good at all.
In career here.
Hey. So this thing's got Dolphin fans all over the place here. They win 21-17, all right? And it's a Saints team that's not very good. They're not very good. They traded a couple guys. Their number one running back is done for the year, and it's just not a very talented team. Starting a rookie, got his fourth start yesterday, and played pretty well in the second half. Actually, like to probably have a couple throws back, but so the Dolphins take a nice 16-0 lead, and you felt like the 16-0 lead in the first half felt like 24-25-0. It did. It just felt like they had like one first down, in the first quarter or something. It was crazy. And then next thing you know, with 3 minutes left, it's a wild game. Wild things happen. Fourth and one. Dolphins, Ollie Gordon gets stopped. Saints score, 2-point conversion. Minkah Fitzpatrick runs it back. So the Dolphins pick up 2 points on the pick two. Onside kick recovered by the Saints. This is typical. 1:17 left. Down 21-17. There you are at midfield. And all of a sudden, the Saints have the ball. Now, if you missed it, Saints on go up top. Olave, their number one receiver, runs down the side. Jack Jones falls down. Great coverage, falls down. And the guy drops the ball in the end zone. Drops it. Just a flat out, no matter how you look at it, dropped it. He didn't even come close to catching it, matter of fact. It didn't have had his hands out. It was just weird. Weird one. And so he drops it. So anyway, fourth and one, the Dolphins get the stop ball game. That's it. But, man, it was a crazy game. And yes, they're learning how to win, as Coach said yesterday. They're now 5-7. They got the Jets next, who they got a win yesterday, but very beatable, like a lot of teams right now in the NFL if you play well. And great defensive performance overall, 6 punts, 2 takeaways by their defense. They got the 2 points they pick up off the interception in the end zone, run it back. They get a 4th down stop, run D, 27 for 81, a 3-yard average. So there were a lot of good numbers from the defense and a lot of good guys. And they were running around, man. The gang tackling was off the charts. Off the charts. Played hard. I mean, played hard. Inside, outside, the D-line, Zach Sealer leading it, running around like he's 15 again in high school. It was just it was a lot of good stuff. Achan goes over 1,000 yards, and went into the game with 900 and left with a 134-yard performance, put him over 1,000 for the season. So a lot of good things. Patterson and Bailey both punt and kick well. So a lot of good things. One thing missing in that. One thing is one of the reasons these games are so close. Quarterback is not playing. Not even average. We've seen it. Now, we've seen him when he was better. And I know some of the weapons he had. This is can't move. Just looks like he's waiting for a guy to break through on his offensive line. Throwing the ball, just throwing it up. His deep passes of just, again, way too much air on it. I'm trying to be nice. That whatever that thing he threw down the side that got intercepted, going to Waddle, that thing's got to be thrown in there between the safety and a corner. Got to be on a line and get it there fast. And that's not a throw he can or tries to make. And then he's missing other throws too. He got guys open. I don't buy the receivers are all that bad. I know Omar's on that thing. And listen, some of them haven't been great. But you got enough talent with your tight ends and your one wide receiver, not running back, to make more plays than you made in that game. Can't run. Absolutely cannot run. You can play off, and you don't have to worry about him getting 5 or 6 yards for a first down. I can't remember last time I saw him run and get the first down. I see him slide, and maybe that's good because he's staying healthy. But he puts us in 4th down situations. And we don't always get 4th down. And we didn't get the 4th and 1 because he came up short. Because he slid. So, it's just, he's here. He's not going anywhere. And that's the reason. Everybody else is being evaluated. He's not. He is guaranteed a lot of money. He's not going anywhere.
He's not guaranteed to start week 1 next year.
What do you think?
If
you were betting right now.
If I was betting, I think something is not right. I don't know what it is.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
Very, very not right.
I agree with you, and I'm afraid of this.
And I think if you put any sort of mediocre competition in camp against him, I don't see how he wins the job.
Mediocre. You had to throw that in.
Well, Joe, the guy's playing really low-level football right now.
He is playing very low.
He's missing guys that are wide open.
I have a theory that I came up with driving home last night.
By the way, your theories have been on point lately.
Well, I don't want to get carried away, and I appreciate
your Aaron Rodgers thing is a home run. Well, so
that's one. I can give you 100 I've been wrong about. But
all right, well, what's your theory here?
My theory is his body is beaten up, and it started to affect when you can't do things you used to be able to do. And he realizes he goes to run. You can't outrun him. But I think it affects your confidence. Mm-hmm. I think physically when your body and you take hits and you can't do things and now you're getting coached up to basically play safe, you're being told to slide, throw the ball away, don't take hits, don't hold on. All the things you used to do, and now I think he's losing confidence. I think he has lost confidence.
But if your theory is correct, aren't you doing him a disservice, your fan base a disservice, by continuing to roll him out there?
Whoever decided to give him all that money.
Well, he's not here anymore.
Well.
That guy's gone. They're on a win streak since they fired him.
Somebody had to sign off on it above the GM. Okay. Are you sure? I know Mike. I know how Mike feels about him.
But I blame you. Got to blame the football guy for that, right? Like, I understand that, you know, Mr. Ross had to sign off and whatever, but that's the football guy that sold him that stuff.
I just
don't you put it on Chris.
Yes. At the end of the day, but I just think good old Chris, who's the nicest guy, nicest GM in the history of the NFL, I think he just said, hey, is this what you guys all want? Let's do it.
You think it bothers them that they're on a winning streak since they fired him? I don't think they've lost since they fired him, right?
Yeah. They haven't lost a game.
You think that bothers him? Like that he's like
thinking,
he has nothing to do with like right now.
I think
now,
he looks at it and says, yeah, that's the team I put together.
Bring them back?
No.
Extension.
I still don't think the roster is good enough to where we need to get to. This is a nice little story, but as you said, Woody, we're not knocking down the big boys. We got one.
But I do believe if you brought in, I don't know, any of these veteran quarterbacks or even draft the guy, you don't have to, you know, if you don't want to take a first round stab at a guy, you know, whatever, but second, third round, you take a quarterback. I'm guessing someone will push him pretty good in camp. He's never had any competition too, is the problem. So
franchise quarterbacks don't get, get competition.
He's, you know, that term franchise quarterback with him.
He got paid it.
I mean, he's not Josh Allen.
Really? I never noticed that.
No, like, you're not going to bring someone in to compete with those guys, but.
I don't know, but this team better be looking hard. And I know there's a lot of money that says he's going to be back starting next year. That's what I think.
If it keeps going this way, though, it doesn't get any better, which I don't know how it will, but.
Well, he's got three of his five
even
games
Omar
are cold weather.
Guy.
Yeah, even Omar. Even
when Omar turns on Tua, that's tough, man.
Like, he's not playing well. And then you go, you know, so part of this league is, and you watch games and you see all the games, is the plays break down. Josh Allen's playing out without his tackles. You see what he did yesterday? And he's getting the crap knocked out of him. He finally just takes off and runs. He's running. I know there's not a lot of guys like him, but you're seeing it all over the league.
Aaron Rodgers got killed, got knocked out of the game. I think Justin Herbert broke his hand or something.
Oh, no, the quarterbacks took a pound.
Right, so Justin, I think he's getting surgery on his off hand today, Justin Herbert.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, he's getting some kind of like procedure done or something. He said he still wants to play on Monday night. Like,
It's just... You know, it's one thing. Plays are going to break down. It doesn't matter how good your offensive line is. There's going to be blitzes or there's going to be breakdown. Offensive linemen are going to get beat. They're not going to win every time in a pass rushing situation. So they're going to get there, and you know, this guy they played against, this guy Shuck yesterday. What did you see what happened? He took off. He's running for his life. There's a better example I can give to anything.
Yeah.
He ran around to at least keep plays alive. He got outside the pocket. He's making plays. And our guy.
But these guys all end up getting knocked out of here. Look at the guy who's playing tonight in New York. He's coming back from.
So what do you want to do? Just have our guy super slow slide at two steps outside the pocket?
Well, that's the problem, though, right? Like, I understand you want him to put his head down and get the first down, but he cannot do that.
I don't
so
want
that's,
that.
That's the
I know
issue.
That's not the answer for anybody to get Josh Allen-ish. Because he's the only idiot.
But I understand you. And yes, it was weird. He slid, and he's like 2 yards short, and he's dancing on the ground and pointing, and he
just looks stupid.
It looked a little strange, yes.
Like, you don't know when you slide? Like, how many times nobody slides more than you do on your butt, does the baseball slide. You should know where the marker is and where you need to get to more than anybody.
You sound like Omar right now, where you're like just realizing all this stuff.
No, I don't.
Omar comes on and he's like, oh, these last 2 weeks, I've really noticed something in him.
So yesterday, I'm watching the game and I'm looking and the running game's good. And, you know, and listen, man, we're running the hell out of the ball last 3 weeks and we got Achan rolling and Mike's figured out exactly what works and what doesn't. And I look at the defense getting better as a group and I go, wow, what's the problem? And I go, it's just one thing. It's a quarterback.
It?
Like when you look around the room, it used to go, you young defensive linemen are killing us. And you guys, and now it's like, and you know, he needs to call a team meeting for himself. and just have mirrors and put mirrors around him and just talk to himself.
I think he realizes, Joe. I mean, like the guys, he's just limited. This is it. This is what you're going to get. So like to keep, you know, to dogpile him or crush him.
I'm not dogpiling.
Whatever. Somebody said, I don't remember which player said it, but somebody said it, I think it was during the offseason, right? They go whenever, anytime the first read breaks down, he panics.
Xavier Howard.
That's right. And he was right. I mean, that wasn't just a guy who was angry, just saying crap to say it. He was right.
So he is playing right now like a guy didn't have a lot of confidence. I might be wrong. He may have a superpower that comes back against and again, it's the Jets. Maybe he gets it together.
Stop.
All right. We
that's why, go to break. You know, winning these games is it's like,
well, you got to win them, Woody. You got to try to win them.
I know, but the question
Mike and those guys,
sell the owner on. You going to sell them that this thing's getting better, we're trending in the right direction because Mike, we finished strong.
You know what? Let me tell you what Mike's doing on behalf of Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel's going, guys, you're playing your ass off. They are. They're playing hard. It's not a perfect team. It's still not the most talented team, but he's going, I'm getting everything out of this group I can. I hope you realize that it's not me, that it's what I have talent-wise overall on this team, but the guys I have are getting better. And I mean, he's trying to keep
his
job.
Can you just do me one favor, though? Because I jumped on Solana last year when he did this with the Heat. Just don't tell me they're playing hard.
Well, I'm just
using that. I know, but that's, you know.
They all should be playing hard, loser talk. Yes. No, they all should be. And most guys are.
That's like moral victory stuff.
No. You're right. You're right. That's fair. You're right. They're playing hard. That drives me nuts, and I just did it. I'm sorry. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm guilty now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.